Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, guys, and welcome to Detroit Meets the Bard. My apologies, it's been so long since we've recorded an episode, but I'm back this week with an awesome interview with the director of Macbeth, D.B. Schroeder. We're actually waiting for him to call in, so let's expect him in the next few seconds. I assume he'll be joining us very shortly. We're so happy to have him with us. As many of you guys know, the show was originally canceled this past spring because we didn't make our crowdfunding goal. We had an Indiegogo campaign with a goal, and unfortunately, we didn't meet it. So we assumed, or we thought, that King Lear was going to be our last show for the 2014-15 season. As many of you know, if you've been kind of tracking our journey, we opened the season, the 2014-15 season, with The Tempest at YMCA Bowl Detroit. And then we did King Lear at Marygrove College in April. We had a really awesome run there, and actually our director for that show, Franny, is nominated for a Wild Award, and two of our actors, Peter Knox, who played King Lear, is nominated for a Wild Award, as well as Cordelia, who was played by Julia Garlott. So we're really excited about that show and all the wonderful recognition that it's received. And it was a great segue or gateway to our summer show, which, as many of you know, is the meat of our mission, because that show is free and because it means that people who may not otherwise have access to theater because maybe they can't afford it or they don't have adequate transportation, they're able to do so because we're performing at New Center Park, Macbeth. It's totally free. It's on the bus line. In many cases, people can walk to the show. If they're centrally located, they're able to get there pretty easy. The show, however, I have to say, was resurrected because of three special organizations: Rebuild Nation, Midtown Detroit, Inc., and then Tom Delaney at First American Title. Let me check and make sure DB hasn't joined us yet. DB, are you there? Okay. DB isn't with us just yet. But today, I do want to talk about Macbeth at New Center Park. Oh, you guys, I'm going to put you on speaker for 1 second. Okay, BB is just joining us. Hi, BB. Sorry, you guys, for having you on hold for 1 second. How are you today, BB? Thanks for joining in. BB? Can't hear BB. Let's see if we can... There we go. Hey, DB. How are you?
How are you doing? Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. I'm great. Thank you for joining in. I appreciate you making time today.
Sure, no problem.
I was telling everybody that originally Macbeth was canceled, and we were super excited to have the show be resurrected, and we've been able to pull everything together quite beautifully and actually quite easily after being canceled originally. But thanks to three organizations, Rebuild Nation, Midtown Detroit, Inc., and Tom Delaney at First American Title, we're going to do this, and we're going to do it this
week.
So here we go. I wanted to, first of all, start off by letting everybody know a little bit about you. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your theater background?
Sure. Well, I was actually born and raised in St. Louis. I've been doing professional theater for more than a decade now, but I'm real fortunate. My ties to theater go back to my childhood, really. My dad and stepmom used to take me to the Repertory Theater of St. Louis, way back to my time in high school and even before that. And in the fifth grade, I told my mom I wanted to do a haunted house and that I wanted to do it in our basement. And she was very supporting, I think reluctantly at first, but she went along with it. And we ran a little neighborhood haunted house out of my basement up through my high school years. So I got into producing real early, I guess. And then
I
went on. And I eventually went on to Missouri State University, got my BFA in theater. I apprenticed at the Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey. And then I've been working professionally as a director, a designer, and an actor for more than a decade now.
Very cool. Well, we're super excited to have you at Shakespeare in Detroit. What made you want to work with Sid? What brought you here? What made you want to do Macbeth?
Well, I really appreciate the mission of the company, and also I take the responsibility, I think, is the best way to say it, with you know, what I really think is kind of the flagship show of the season in the the outdoor free Shakespeare production, very seriously, because you have the opportunity to introduce, you know, a wide audience to both the wonder of live theater and then also the amazing work of Shakespeare. And I think the organization is a really solid and great collaborative place to work, and that the work being done is really for all of Detroit. And you get to tell this amazing story for all of Detroit, for Detroiters of all walks of life. And I think that fits in the tradition from Shakespeare's time, where, you know, his audience was everyone from kings and nobles to the groundlings and peasants. And I really want to create an approachable production for theater goers who are more seasoned, and then also people encountering it for the first time.
Very cool. Now, can you give everybody a little bit of a preview of what they can expect? What's the concept for Macbeth at New Center Park? What's the aesthetic for the show, and what makes this production unique?
Sure thing. So the concept for the show is that Macbeth is the story of a guy who's basically a good man, but through temptation and ambition, he gets caught up in this self-made web of his own destruction. And I think what makes Macbeth approachable is, you know, at the start of the show, he's basically really a good guy. He's defending his country. He's loyal to the king. He has a loving relationship with his wife. He has good friendships with his friend Banquo and the other thanes. But I also think, like most of us, we like to think, you know, we're pretty good people, but I think the story becomes very relatable because temptation is something, you know, we all face. And so our production is, again, being focused and created with the audience in mind, and then we're telling the story in a clear and compelling way. So it'll still have surprises for, you know, the more seasoned theater goers who may have caught a production in the past, but it really will be relatable to everybody. So there's not a need to feel intimidated if you're sitting on the fence about coming or a little nervous. And visually, I think one of the fun things about this production, and it's been a challenge for us in the rehearsal room, but I think the cast and the actors have met it head on, is that your imagination is really going to be stirred, because we're performing the entire play on a completely bare stage. And Shakespeare, in most of his plays, doesn't really call for a lot of props. So the audience members' imagination will really help the telling of the story. And I think audiences are really going to respond to and be captivated just from the beginning of the story to the very last lines of the play. And something that we've done that's unique with this one is I was really interested in the idea of having Macbeth completely circled by the natural world and also the supernatural. If you've read the play before, maybe in school, you'll know that the witches, there are these three witches who are featured prominently in the story. And so what I ended up doing was I double cast the actors who are playing the witches. And to me, you know, they represent the supernatural. And the three ladies playing the witches also play the characters most impacted by the reality of Macbeth's actions. So here's a bit of a spoiler, so you might want to plug your ears if you don't know the show. But they also play, real quick, the murdered king, the wife who urges the killing, and then also the man who avenges the assassination. Okay, you can unplug your ears.
Yeah, definitely a spoiler.
Yes.
They know this story. It wasn't a spoiler. They know
okay.
It.
Sure.
They know the story.
So then in our production, you have two female actors are actually playing men. And one of the things, you know, so with the familiarity with the show, the nature then of what's masculine and what is feminine is also a real prominent point of the story. And, you know, that's really highlighted by Lady Macbeth. So what happens with this sort of casting then is it underscores that in a way, because in the text of the story, the idea of taking action, you know, acting on impulse and following through in that way is something is seen as being very manly, and feeling and emotion or something that is seen as being more feminine. So I think we're going to have a really fun production for people.
Cool. Now, we don't have much time, but I want to say this is Macbeth is the closing production for Shakespeare in Detroit, but Puzzle Piece Theater, where you're the artistic director, will be opening its season soon. So can you give us a quick kind of rundown of what we can expect from Puzzle Piece for the 2015-16 season?
Sure. We're doing actually the American premiere of a play called The Boy Who Cried. It's a story that premiered at a small theater company in England just over a year ago. So we're very excited about that. And then we're presenting the modernist theater classic, Rossum's Universal Robots, next February. And then Laura Haakanen, our associate artistic director, who I'll say also plays Lady Macbeth in our production here with Shakespeare in Detroit of Macbeth. She's making her directorial debut for Puzzle Piece, doing a production of Agnes of God in the spring.
Perfect. Where can people learn more about Puzzle Piece Theater?
Puzzle Piece Theater, you can go to our website at puzzlestage.org.
Very cool. Now, last but not least, I want to give people the dates and the times for Shakespeare in Detroit's Macbeth. Can you give us those before you go, DB?
Sure. Thursday the 16th through Sunday the 19th, and the park opens 7 p.m. for the 8 p.m. performances, which are Thursday through Saturday, those shows. And it opens at 1 p.m. for Sunday for our 2 p.m. matinee. And please bring a lawn chair or a blanket and an umbrella, I guess, if it looks like rain. But we'll do our best to get the show in, rain or shine, no matter the weather.
Rain or shine. And it's totally, totally free. So there's no need for anybody to go into their pocket. Unless you want to visit there is a bar, a cash bar for anyone who's interested and of age. There is that at the bar. The accommodations are great at New Center Park. It's a super comfortable amphitheater. So please come out and join us. Thank you so much for joining me today, DB. I'll actually see you later today at rehearsal. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining me today for Detroit Meets the Bard. I'll see you soon, DB, and I'll check you guys out next week. Have a great one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. You too.
Bye-bye.